5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome to the China Jedi Podcast. Shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
For those living, working, or traveling in China, or interested in learning about Chinese culture, expat life, and foreigners' perceptions.
May the smile be with you.
My eyes are clear. Clear than the mist in the cloudy morning.
China Jedi legal disclaimer. Please listen carefully. What you hear on this pod may or not be the truth, may or not be funny, rude, or damn right stupid. If statements are made by certain individuals from the human race that go against your preconceptions, conceptions, postconceptions, and selections, faith, tastes, or personal philosophies, please take it with a light-hearted sigh and slight shrug of the shoulder. Hold your head up high, knowing that you are a better person than they are, and that one day the Force will strike down on them with great vengeance, a furious laughter, and unconditional frivolous forgiveness.
Ting ba dong, you got it all wrong. The things that I've been saying, you've been listening to the wrong song.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the China Jedi Podcast, episode 10. Anthony, we've reached double figures.
A decade.
Well, as always, or as we have been doing in the last 9 episodes, we're recording live from Huafa 68, sitting above the beautiful Pagoda Lake, which is covered in a lot of rain today, I have to say, listeners. On a Sunday morning, as always, not too late, situated in the heart of beautiful Zhuhai City, mainland China, nestled between the billion-dollar casinos of Macau and the bright lights and shiny skyscrapers of the Hong Kong metropolis. I am your host, yes, that's right, Chris J. Bradshaw, and, as kind of always, my co-host...
Anthony Benton.
Or, as I like to call you, Anthony Wong Kenobi Wobi. We have, again, listeners, another very special guest today in the studio, none other than...
Hello, my name is Georgie Dilbachmeyer.
Georgie
Dilbachmeyer, is that right?
Exactly.
There we go.
Marvellous. We shall call you today not by your surname.
No.
But what's the best way to call you?
With Georgie.
Yeah, Georgie, yeah. Lovely. That's an easy one for me. Okay, brilliant. So lovely to have you in, Georgie. Now, this is an interesting story, Anthony, because generally everyone we've had in the studio so far has been living in China, working, living in China, except maybe for my...
Your mum.
My mother. She went back, didn't she? God bless her. But Georgie is a bit of a different story. You're living now in... Just quickly tell us where you're living now and also why you're here.
I'm living now in Munich. I used to live in Zhuhai as an expat wife from 2010 to 2013. And so I'm back already for 4 years now. And this time I came back just for visiting.
Right, fantastic. So we have, Anthony, a former expat wife in our studio.
Ex-expat.
Hey, ex-ex-expat.
Too many exes, though. Don't get carried away.
No. Could you have an ex-ex-ex? Expat wife.
Yeah, maybe that should be good.
If they lived here, went back, and came back again.
Would you say then I have a free ex-wife? Anyway, no. Let's not go down that hole.
Yeah.
So, Georgie, anyway, lovely to have you here, and welcome back to Zhuhai, I think.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's a great story also why you're here in the China Jedi studio today. How did that come about? Because you listened to the China Jedi podcast...
Yeah.
In Germany.
I did. I received an email.
You did? You mean you've stopped listening to it? Or you've
stopped listening to it? No. Every episode that's going
that's
online.
That's really cool, though. It's great that an expat, found us in Germany.
Yeah, it really is.
So yeah. That's really cool. It was weird because I received an email. I said, China Jedi, come on, let's delete it. Must be, I understand. So I wasn't really into it. And then I told me about Zhuhai. And so, give it a try. So I gave it a try. And I found it was funny, and then I said, well, I'm going there, so maybe I should get in touch, that's why this contact us button is for.
The energy of the world works in strange ways, huh?
Jedi skills, eh, Anthony?
Yeah, sending out the mind powers.
So, our researchers want to know, you don't have to say, do we really have to ask this? Who'd you like more? Anthony or Chris? I can't believe this, Abby, they're asking. These researchers, we really have a talk with them.
I don't believe them.
Well, to tell the truth.
Truth's good.
Truth's, those of you, actually, guys.
It's very diplomatic.
You know,
of you.
When
well
the one
done.
Gets carried away, the other one steps up with
brings balance. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marvelous. Okay, so let's quickly go back into when you were in Zhuhai. 3 years.
Yeah.
What I love about this, Anthony, is I would say living in Zhuhai for quite some time now. You 13 years, me 8-9 years.
Wow.
That you meet a lot of foreigners here that you become friends with, and then sadly, a lot of them leave after 3 years. Because generally, I mean, your husband, was it your husband on a contract, a
yes,
working contract?
Absolutely.
And they generally roll for 3 years, yeah?
Yeah.
And so it's sad for people like us who live here and make friends, and then you guys go away again.
Yeah.
Does that work both ways, though? I mean, you were here 3 years, you made friends, then you have to leave. Is it just as sad?
It is, actually, and also during our stay, people left already, you know, so we also lost friends there, but of course you move on, you know, depends on, well, right now in Munich, we have a really Zhuhai community living, you know,
really?
Like
four, oh, wow, really?
Yeah, there's like four families, you know, who used to live in Zhuhai.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so we have a...
That you met in Zhuhai?
Yes, yes.
But then you're friends with, so if you didn't come to Zhuhai, you wouldn't have...
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have known about them. Yeah, so and now we are living.
So you have a common bond back in Munich.
Yeah, absolutely. Huh. And we meet a lot, you know, and we go for Chinese food in Munich, and we try to find the good one. It's not easy, but it's better now.
Is the food as good back in Munich?
They like sausages, food? Don't they?
Yeah, but so much Chinese people coming to Germany, and so the restaurants are adapting, actually. You
okay.
know, Chinese restaurants.
Oh, becoming more...
More Chinese.
Like, authentic.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Because Chinese food in the West is not really
absolutely.
The same
but
as
they try
China,
to now. There's a restaurant, actually it's outside of Munich, it's called Oberschleißheim. And
just Chinese.
Maybe. And you go there and there will be 4 buses outside and you will find no Westerners inside, only
really?
Chinese
oh, wow.
people. And they come down from Stuttgart, from Frankfurt,
really?
To go to this restaurant. And obviously it's very Chinese.
Wow.
Yeah. And they have two, as they have here sometimes, you know, they have two kind of menus, the Western one and the Chinese one.
Oh.
Yeah, and if you know that.
Yeah, so, later on, let's get more into this about, you know, obviously you being in China and going
yeah.
back home again. We'd like to definitely hear more of your experiences and thoughts. So, quick question on China. If you were talking to someone who was coming to China and they wanted to see parts of China, it's a massive country. Where would you recommend someone to go? Because Zhuhai is not really on the map as far as tourist areas to see real China, is it? Yeah, where would be your favourite place that you'd recommend to go?
Well, one of my favorite places actually was the Guilin area. The rice terraces
Guilin.
There.
Guilin,
I mean, there
yeah.
was some guy actually
Yangshuo.
Already telling about is Yangshuo. So I have another place to recommend as
okay.
well. And but this, I'm not sure because when I visited the last time, it
you
was...
can't say England, by the way. Okay, it's got to be.
Yeah, 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 it's China. It's China. No, it's.
Sorry.
It's a maybe 2 hours drive from Zhuhai
okay.
west called
right.
Japo.
That sounds like an Indian place.
Japo.
It's a small peninsula, but
now there's a hotel on there. I think they
yeah,
built
quite
now.
A lot. Yeah, they build a lot of things. I think it's going to be high.
Can't say anything on here. Hang on, there's a nice beach, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've been.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
Still and very underdeveloped.
So a new
is
still,
it still?
Yeah, yeah.
New
oh, okay.
resort town? Or?
You wouldn't know when you go there, but they built a nice big hotel. Oh, what's the hotel? We've been there with some families. Really nice.
Yeah.
And they did good prices.
Is it a Marriott or Sheraton?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Never mind.
And there's this kind of...
Can you remember the name? Is it not Japo, though, is it?
It's Japo, yeah. The place is called... The island is called Japo. The city is called, I think, another name. I don't remember.
Right, any listeners out there who knows the real name, let us know so we can let you know.
And they have this big museum there, the Maritime Museum.
The Maritime
oh,
Museum.
Oh, yes, I've heard of this. I've seen,
yeah.
Seen it on
yeah.
the internet.
Yeah.
It does look nice. Yeah, they're trying to develop it into
and
a new tourist area, aren't they?
And there's always delicious seafood.
Well, yeah. That's one great thing about living next to the sea, isn't it? Okay, so let's get stuck in then with none other than the Sunday morning question of the week.
Sunday morning.
So, Sunday morning question of the week on this very wet day. Is this... What was your very first job and how much did you get paid for it? What was your very first job and how much did you get paid? Now, you be careful here, Anthony. You might need to not tell the truth.
Yeah, that doesn't include standing on street corners. Right?
It does not, no, with stockings on. Who wants to go first on this? What was your first job?
Well, I can. I can remember pretty well. I was living in Lower Bavaria at that time. I was still at school and I desperately needed money. So I was working in a hotel. You know, we had this area.
How old were you?
I was, I must have been seven. No, I was 18 because 18, I drove the car by that time, So I, they have this, how do you say that? This like a cure area with thermal water and lots of hotels. So I worked in the hotel as a roommate. And I know exactly what I earned because it was like 780 marks.
Deutschmarks
at that time.
7.80 Deutschmarks.
Yeah. So that makes it like €3 something. Yeah. And that makes it like, I don't know.
So you were a maid, a room maid, yeah?
Yeah.
Doing up the rooms and stuff. And how long did that last?
Well, I think until I finished school. So that was around 2 years, at least.
I was a bit of an entrepreneur
when I was
about 12 or 13, because I lived in a tiny village in the middle of nowhere in England. Like, I tell English people where I'm from and they don't even know. Tiny little village called Water Stratford. You can drive straight through it and not even realise you've driven through anything.
It's had water in it.
Yeah, well, Water Stratford. There's a famous river, the River Ouse, and it has a ford that... You drive through the water. Well, used to. It's a little bridge now.
Oozing with opportunity.
So, it's such a small village, we didn't even have a local shop. We had to go to the next village down. And I used to go and buy newspapers on Sunday mornings and then deliver them for a, you know, slight fee
houses. You were a paper boy?
Yeah, so, yeah.
A private paper boy? Yeah, did you work under
it? So I did it on my own volition, you know. My dad used to drive me down to the next village, we'd pick up a big sack of newspapers. And then I would traipse around, they're so heavy.
Yeah.
Big bag, stacked full of newspapers. Oh, my shoulder was killing me.
There you go, listeners, another hypochondrial symptom. Yeah. So, did you throw the newspaper into the lawn?
Your American style.
Yeah.
So did you? And just fling it. No, I was polite. I would actually knock on the door and...
And you'd use the bike?
And hand deliver. No, walk the whole village.
Okay. Very nice, Anthony. Yeah, very nice indeed. Paperboy. Just the kind of thing
for
you.
So how much did you earn?
Oh yes, good question. So I used to put on what, 5 or 10p on top of each newspaper, and delivered probably about 40 to 50 newspapers. So I guess what's that, £4 or £5 for?
And how long would that take?
Hour and a half, I guess.
Okay, so you're kind of around the same, what you're earning there. Okay, we'll put you on par. Not that we really need to compare. My experience was, I remember I was 15 and I started working part-time for a promotion company. And what they did was lots of different types of promotions. So one would be leafleting. One would be where I'd stand on a garage forecourt and sell club cards to drivers. And another one was where I dressed up as a piece of popcorn to sell popcorn. I had these dangly legs and a big popcorn pot in front of me. And but
you glad the listeners can see your hand actions there, like emanating from your
Anthony.
Dangly legs.
But I remember once on the garage forecourt, because it was so boring, so I like football, so everyone I'd get to sign up, I'd get 3 points, so that'd be a win. And everyone that would kind of like think about it and take the information, that'd be a draw, so it'd be 1 point. And everyone that would tell me to basically fuck off, it would be a zero, a loss. And one time I got this woman, I signed her up, and suddenly I went in for my lunch. I was sitting in the back of the garage and she came in and she was shouting at the manager at the desk. And I heard that suddenly she put the wrong petrol into her car. It wasn't a diesel. She put diesel into a non-diesel engine car. And of course, who did she blame? But the little boy trying to flog her a Texaco club car.
Why, you distracted her, you evil little shit, you.
I stayed in the back. Yeah, I stayed in the back till she went.
I would have done.
Yeah, indeed. So that, how much did I get paid? That was about, I was really chuffed, 50 quid for the day.
You didn't get paid in popcorn?
I did actually get a lot of freebies. So what's 50 quid divided by 8? That's kind of like, I wish I had a calculator. 6.25? Yeah, 6.25. So it looks like I trumped you all. Yeah.
Okay.
In the
how old are you?
15.
I see, 12, 13, you know.
12 foot. Oh yeah, we should allow for that handicap. Yeah. Okay. Well, very nice. I hope you enjoyed some of that, listeners. Always interesting to know. You always remember the first job, don't you? It's that. It's a proud moment when you
were dressed as a popcorn. I dressed as a Santa as well when I was 17, did a professional Santa. In Milton Keynes, I don't know if you've heard of Milton Keynes, they have this huge one. I think it's the longest mall in Europe, something like that.
I haven't heard of it.
I don't think you really need to.
But they have like a professional Santa's grotto.
Okay.
And yeah, I did that as a professional Santa at 17, which was quite odd because I was very young, dressing as an old man.
Yeah, and you didn't have the beard by then.
Well, no, but I had to wear a fake one. But got paid really well, though. I was getting something like £300-400 a week.
Anthony, the little kids would come in and they'd sit on your lap.
Yes, sit and, you know, tell Santa what they want for Christmas.
Mm. Okay, audience, I think we should move on. It's time for Guess Who.
We've got to remember.
Guess Who, then? Where we try to guess, I say try, don't I, Anthony?
Yes.
To guess the famous Chinese person. I wonder if George's 3 years of experience here is going to help more than your 13 years.
Georgie choose today.
Well, all Chinese guys I know have already been guessed here, so I don't think I will know the next one, but let's see what happens.
Here we go.
Yeah.
We do try to mix it up so we have a kind of yin and yang, female, male. Who do we have today? Well, we'll see. Okay, then, so the first fact I'm going to give you, good luck, by the way, Georgie and Anthony, you need it. This person was born on November the 20th, 1963, okay, aged 53 then, in Colowan in Macau, Portuguese Macau. So just over the water from us here, or over the land crossing, where we can go. 1.63 metres in stature, yeah, 1.63. And she now resides in Los Angeles, California, United States. Yeah. Years active. She started her career in 1985 and is still going today.
I'm guessing it's an actress then.
She has two children. And she's a scorpion rabbit. What's up, duck? Anyway, personal life and legacy. This person, as I said, was born in Macau. Her parents separated when she was still a toddler and she moved with her mother and brother to live in Hong Kong. After the separation, her mother picked up a job as a nurse and got remarried to a US businessman. After her marriage, the family moved to Harlem in New York. Her stepfather joined his family-run Chinatown Inn restaurant in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, after they shifted from New York 5 years later. She helped in the restaurant when she was a teenager, doing restaurant stuff, I guess. She participated in her first Easter play when in the third grade, which made her realise that acting, well done Anthony, was what she wanted to pursue as a career. She'd played the role of a Klutz bunny.
A Klutz bunny?
What's a Klutz bunny?
Researchers, look up what Klutz bunny is. She went to high school at the Mount Lebanon suburb in Pennsylvania. As a misfit in school, owing to her origins, she opted to be called Doris or Maggie. Now be careful, that might help you or it might not. She went against the wishes of her mother to study theatre instead of medicine. Good on her. She holds a bachelor degree in fine arts theatre from Carnegie Mellon University. A brilliant student. She graduated with high honours. Now, I think you need some more meat on the bone here, don't you? Yeah. She has carved a niche for herself. Yeah. In the film and television industries through her portrayals in several serials and movies. She's now a famous Chinese-American actress who became popular, get this, with the masses, with her voice role. As the princess Fa Mulan in the animated Disney feature films Mulan and Mulan 2. Your favourite, Hans. She's a well-educated celebrity and is known for her portrayal, of Dr. Jing Mei Chen, or Deb, in the hit series ER. Yeah? Let me finish this, because I think this is good. Anthony's looking pretty positive here.
I'm not sure. I've forgotten her name.
She's one of the most sought-after leads in voice acting. In 2008, her name appeared in the list of 100 most beautiful people in the world, brought out by the People magazine. She also featured in the 49th position on Goldsea Asian American Daily's 100 Most Aspiring Asians of All Time. God, the triple travel I have to read. Some of her famous quotes, Georgie, I'm sort of a gypsy at heart and don't like to stay in one place too long. Yeah. Bit like you. Star Wars is on my bucket list, Anthony.
Even
if it's just a small walk-on, I don't care. So I say this.
Oh, bucket list is a good thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, bucket list, I just assume there's something you chuck
no,
in.
No, she wants bucket. To, you know, before she dies in this life, she wants something to be on Star Wars. Okay. I say to her, maybe this is a 100th episode, not Jack Ma. Perhaps she can appear on China Jedi instead. Yeah.
Hit the big time.
It'll be a speaking role.
Why be
role?
In a Star Wars movie when you'll be on China Jedi?
She's a good speaker, Anthony. We should get her in. Send a letter, please. Yeah. Okay. So, any clues? Anything going there? Hot, warm?
I think Maggie was a clue.
Georgie, what are you feeling?
Well, I only actually know one name, and I'm...
Okay, keep it, don't yeah. say yet, because yeah, you keep it under your... Don't share it with him.
Yeah.
He'll take it as his own. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, listeners, mull over that for a little bit. We'll come back to it later. Now it's time for Dway for Dway. Because this is just the way it's going to be. Dway for Dway, then. Correct? Incorrect? Do you know about this one? Of course, Georgie, huh?
Of course I know. Yeah. What I really like about it is your pronunciation of Dway Bu Dway.
Why, thank you very much.
Well, I would go like for Dui Bu Dui.
Anthony, tell us, you're the Mandarin speaker.
Dway Bu Dway.
Yeah, this is kind of in between, you know, it's like not Dway Bu Dway, but Dui Bu Dui.
Okay, so when you've listened to these DVDs, do you get them right or 50-50 kind of thing or...?
Yeah, 50-50.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Well, Anthony's never actually got one right. So not 50-50 with him. So maybe we can have...
Is today the day?
Hey, we can have a German-British allegiance. Yeah? To hopefully beat the host. How about that? Right, here it is then. There are 93 million Wangs in China. It is the most popular name in the country.
You mean Wang?
There are 93 million Wangs in China, W-A-N-G.
Yeah, Wang.
It is the most popular name in the country. Discuss that.
How many? 93 million?
93 million.
Well, I would even think that's not enough, but I would go for it. It's true. It's absolutely true. I mean, there could be more, actually. Because they only have like 50 names.
Georgie doesn't look like she's going to negotiate here. She's very direct. No, it's that Germanness, very direct. Yes. I like that.
Yeah,
straight down the line
to the point.
But it cannot be. It can only be false if there are more than 93 million people.
Yeah, see, that's what he does. He likes chucking in his numbers so that
I only read what I'm told.
It's the numbers that always trip me up.
Well, however, 1.3 billion we have, so it's almost.
Is it 1.3? 1.6?
Well, 1.3 billion, isn't it? Probably more.
Is it 1.3?
Yeah, the last count wasn't 1.3 billion.
Who counts them anyway? Yeah. It must take a long time. Do they all stand in a queue?
So 93. So, well, we could do the math. You know, you have like 50 names and you split them by 1.3 billion. How much does that make?
Anthony,
I've never heard it.
Whip your calculator out.
So a couple of million each, right?
Well, so it's true.
No, more.
Well, we'll say
50.
Only 50,
so more than,
sorry.
The most
popular, around 50. Yeah? Mm-hmm. So
1.3... And are we going by the China, the UK billion or the US billion? Because you know they're different, right?
I didn't know that, but I don't think we need to discuss that.
Really? America, it's if I'm getting this the right way around, America, a billion is 1,000 million.
Yeah.
In England, it's a million.
Ah, okay, then we go for the Americans, because it's like... 1,300 million people.
Right. Yeah. I think the standard now is the American million. Yeah. The billion is the. Sorry, the million is.
Because in China, like you're right, there's not too many names of diversity, and that's another podcast in its own right, Anthony.
I think I got that wrong anyway.
You got Wang, 50, Zhang, Huang, Li, Fu. Hmm. I mean, I can't list any more at the moment.
200 million, right? 200 million. That's a lot.
The fact is 93 million Wangs.
Yeah.
Not
Wangs. Yeah, so like if you divided it by 50 names, that would be... 1.3.
It's true, Andrew.
It's a lot.
Believe me, it's true.
Well, let's come up with something then. Are we going to be true or are we going to be false to this? Go on, I want your answer. You have to both come together as one.
I'll go with Georgie, that's fine. If you think it's true, that's... 93 million. I think the curveball might be it's the most popular name. I'm not sure if that's necessarily true, but we're just going, the fact is...
I have to say, Anthony has brought an interesting point you might want to think about there.
No, I'm not.
Is that part of what we have to agree on, that it is the most popular?
Absolutely, yeah. So it's two things.
Oh, sure. So that might be the trip then. Because these researchers like to...
They like to trip you up.
Maybe he does, I don't know, but...
You seem like to be very...
Throw like a fact that seems quite plausible, but then add in a number, a little twist on the sentence
that trips me up every time. I think
the number's definitely possible.
But 93 million.
But whether or not it's the most popular name, I'm not sure.
Okay, why. I'm being told to hurry you up then. So, which is it then? True or false?
I would still say it's true.
Okay, we'll go with true then. I'll trust Georgie.
I don't think there's any other way you can go about it here, Anthony. Okay, so, there are 93 million Wangs in China. It is the most popular name in the country. True or false? You said true. The answer is...
False. Score.
True! Yeah!
High five. What one?
German-British alliance going strong. Well done. Oh, I don't know what to say. I've been humbled.
So the whole thing is true. It is 92 million and it is the most popular name.
Yeah, it's probably 93.1 now because one's been born. Anyway, life goes on. Well, great stuff. Well done, Anthony. Or should I say, Georgie. Yeah. Very, very good. Welcome. It's time for China Jedi topic time. Ting ba dong, you got it all right. So, China Jedi topic time, where we look at something interesting to do with Chinese life. Anthony, I've been told that we've got to, a nice question today, not something that we'd normally focus on, but it's about, obviously, people like Georgie who come and live here and then leave. Yeah. So the question, this has come in from, it's been sifted, from a Mrs. Alotta Bush from Arizona in USA. Yeah. So Mrs. Alotta Bush says, Why do I like China more now that I've left than when I actually lived there? Why do I like China more now that I've left than when I actually lived there?
Is that true for you, Georgie?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's kind of true because I don't know how you say that in English, but it's, you know, like the memory gets golden. You leave and you remember all the good things and you don't think about the bad things anymore. Right. Like, you know, the smell sometimes or the traffic or, you know, you think about the food, you think about traveling.
Sure.
Yeah.
How's the smell today in the studio, by the way?
Oh, it's fine.
Because I found some deodorant. I've been getting people, listeners, to test if it's actually okay. It does smell a little bit off. And I looked on the back and it says, look at this, expires 4th of the 30th, 2013.
Just show how often Chris puts deodorant on.
I'm a natural kind of guy. Wow. No, but anyway, it's there if you want to use it. We always leave it for our guests,
great,
don't we? In case it smells nice.
Thank you.
Ridiculous. No, it's generally for that man over there. Yes, the bearded caveman. Okay, so smells, apart from smells, talk to me more about this then. There is a sense of that, and it's not just China, that the grass is always greener on the other side. That comes out straight away.
Yeah, it's a bit like this, yeah.
So tell us something you miss then about China.
Well, first thing, food. The food. I love the food. You know, when you go out for dinner and you're only four people, you order six or seven dishes and you can pick from everything.
It's so cheap, right?
And it's cheap, of course. And yeah, and you always have a big variety. You can choose, you know.
Chinese do have an amazing number of dishes.
Whereas in Germany, it's just...
sausages.
Bratwurst.
I'm joking.
Sauerkraut.
Yeah, but you know, Germany...
We're English, we can't pick fault with any nation's diet.
But you pick a plate and then you have the meat on your plate, the big dumpling maybe, you have the salad. It's huge, though. You have to leave half of it, you know, if you want to get fat.
In Germany, yeah. I like the sharing thing. Although not with the old dipping chopsticks. I'm not a double dipper with the chopsticks. It really spreads the bacteria. You know what I mean? Double dip.
Yeah, well, I experienced it only yesterday. We went to
You've been double dipping?
Yeah, and I tried and I always forgot. I was like, oops. Again. I couldn't handle it. Yeah, I was like...
Listen, as if you saw that, Georgie put something into her mouth and then she put it back out of her mouth into the bowl. That really is a double dip.
That is your own bowl.
We're not going to lunch with Georgie today. Okay, so, so what else do you miss apart from the food? God, just be the food!
Well, you know, living in China or living in Zhuhai, you know, every day was somehow an adventure. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like you go out, you go to the supermarket, I don't know, you might meet some people and get some funny experience.
Like, sure.
Maybe not funny, but...
Yeah, different, yeah.
There's always something to see in China,
absolutely.
Sure.
And yeah, it's different. I mean, I went for walks a lot in Nanping area, you know, more Chinese areas, and it was always funny. You know, people always look at you. Sometimes they ask you questions you don't understand. I mean, my Chinese was a little, but not very good. And I drove a car when I was here, so yeah, I had funny experiences driving the car.
Sure.
And yeah, stuff like that.
So do you miss, obviously you miss the weather. I'm sure in Munich it's...
The weather...
Okay.
Wait, of course, in summer, or you have like 6 months where it's really good, you know, but in summer it's way too hot.
Yeah, too hot. Yeah, you're not into that.
I hate sleeping with an air conditioner, so... And of course, this weather I don't miss,
Well, today this is a bit of an aberration in the system, isn't it, for that?
Yeah, the damp season is really, really damp.
Yeah, you had these things moulding in your closet. Well, I hated that one.
Mould, yeah. But mouldy underpants.
Do you find, though, the question is true, though? Do you find now you've left that you do have, like you say, a more golden memory
of
you?
But
a bit like ex-girlfriends, isn't it?
Not always.
I don't know about that.
Sometimes it's a great relief, isn't it, to be out on there?
You must miss the massages.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. And having my nails done.
And having your nails done.
No, but you can do that also as well now. You know, there we have a lot of people from Vietnam setting this business up in Germany right now. It's not too expensive anymore.
Okay.
You can do that. But and the massages were really nice here, I have to say.
Let's flip it. What'd you not miss? Now you're back home.
So,
my God, that's a big list, Jordi.
So what I do not miss is the traffic jams. But I still have them in Munich. Munich is increasing.
You got the
population.
Autobahn, can't beat the Autobahn.
But maybe a little bit more ordered in Munich.
Yeah, but I think they improved a lot here. I mean, the last time I've been here driving, I was
Well, the infrastructure is changing a lot in Germany.
Yeah,
GMI,
people
so
are
that
more
helps.
Civilized, you know, more disciplined about.
Okay, so the traffic, yeah, you don't miss that for sure.
And, you know, sometimes the Chinese can be very rude. You know, they ignore you standing in a queue or whatever. You
yeah,
know.
Very different. Yeah, when it comes to that kind of behavior, isn't it here?
Can be cultural concepts.
And of course, what I do not miss is the dirt. You know, but it's the air pollution. You know.
Yes. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Yeah.
But the air here is pretty good in Zhuhai,
compared
right?
Compared to
for
other
Chinese
cities, yeah, absolutely
not
some,
compared to
some,
you know, in Germany.
That's true.
It's a different kettle of fish.
What were you most happy to get back to in Munich?
Yeah, there's outdoor activities. You know, we did a lot of hiking here in Zhuhai as well, or Hong Kong, or we went also to Shaoguan. You know, Shaoguan.
Shaoguan.
The next province, Guangxi.
Okay.
I don't remember Shaoguan.
Okay, like very mountains
nice.
And
yeah, the Daxia Mountain.
The beautiful. The problem is, when it's too hot, it's
yeah.
it's just
yeah.
It's really difficult, isn't it, to climb a mountain?
Yeah.
This is a great time to do it, Anthony.
I mean, it's it's different, of course. You know, Munich, you have the Alps around, and this is really
proper
very
mountains.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah,
and biking. You know, you can bike through the city and not being killed almost in every corner. That's very nice.
Okay, stop making us jealous. Right. Let's bloody move on. Now, you've got an interesting story I want to talk about. Now, in your 3 years of being in Zhuhai, you've had a friend called Florence, who's a French lady. She's gone back, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. She lives in Paris now.
And you did something very creative, which we are always liking to promote, and that is you developed a screenplay that now is being fully written and ready to be, how shall we say, put out there and turned into its physical essence. Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, explain, what is this screenplay about? Yeah, please, it's a marvelous story.
Yeah, well, I have to say that the idea came up. We were at a farewell party of some friends staying in Zhuhai, some German friends, and you know, we sat there and we looked at all those expat families, and there were quite a lot at that time, and we said, we should do something about it. You know, it's funny, people are loving each other, hating each other, they communicate somehow, so let's do something. Then there was, of course, it was a farewell party, so that was in June, and then in and then everybody was on holiday, and then we came back in August, you know, and I almost forgot about it. And then Florence one day, she called me and said, well, let's start writing this. And I was, are you sure? You know, it's a lot of work, and yeah, come on, let's do it now. So Yeah, actually, we tried to meet twice a week for 2.5 hours, and we created those
characters and different expat families.
Absolutely.
Some Chinese, Hong Kongese.
Yeah.
You had it. Did you have a is there a romance? Because you've done a whole season. It's 12 episodes in the season, and each episode's about 45 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah, that's your estimation.
Yeah.
And you have some. You said you had a very handsome
Canadian.
British man.
No, Canadian.
British.
Sorry, he's not British.
I'm sure you said
Britain. No, I know. He's Canadian, and he's like in. His originals are from the Indian, Canadian Indians. Mm-hmm. So, and.
Oh, okay. He's kind of the protagonist, the
hero.
No,
he's
of
one
the,
of the guys,
okay.
You know.
Is
yeah.
he the romantic that rips
Does it
a
have
family apart?
Of course,
apart?
He,
yeah.
he has a romance there. I mean, all of them have somehow a romance here, but yeah.
Not
yeah.
with another person's, not a married.
Well, you
oh,
know.
That is sense.
This
is
what
is
series
it,
is about.
Is it kind of a drama type thing
yeah,
or a comedy?
Drama, comedy.
Gotta be a comedy.
Prime time, something. Yeah, it's also for kids. You know, it's about the kids
yeah.
as well. It's going to school. My kids went to ZIS school, and yeah. So we and her Florence kid as well, and so we had this.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, I mean, Anthony, we've talked about lots of these things, haven't we, over the years? And every expat's got some great stories and interesting characters that they could develop. I really think we need to speak to George more about this, about helping to make this screenplay a reality, yeah? So we can talk more about that. But anyway, listeners, if there's anyone out there who is in the media, screenplay, film production kind of arena in this area of the world, please get in touch, info@chinajella.com, and we can link everything up. So I'm looking forward to reading the first bit of it. Sounds fantastic. Yeah. What's the name of it, by the way?
Well, it's called Expat Wife and Other Little Catastrophes.
Oh,
so, you've gone for a short name, then?
Yeah.
Okay, Expat Wives. So, Expat Wives and Other Little Catastrophes. And moving on from that, it's time for Jingle Jangle John Wen.
I wanted to make it real simple.
Jingle Jangle John Wen, then. Let's learn a bit of Chinese. You were here 3 years. How was your Chinese? You still learning Chinese? How's that gone for you?
Well, I tried learning. I think I could get along. I stopped at writing things or trying to read things, you know, just the normal ones. And well, but my speaking was quite okay, I would say.
Okay. And you still remember a lot of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, we are very honoured to have Anthony, our proficient Mandarin speaker, in the office. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah.
So, do you have any useful sayings that you'd like to put out there, or a useful saying that you used to know that for our listeners? Because that's what we generally ask, and we can look at it, break it down, see what the meaning
yeah.
is.
When I first came to China, that was in 2000, I think. I was travelling with my father at that time. We had
okay.
a little travelling group. Because my father was studying Chinese for a long time, and it was
this is before you even knew that you
yeah,
were going to come.
Absolutely,
okay,
absolutely.
Cool.
So that was before, and we had T-shirts, and on those T-shirts on the back, then we had this saying like "Bu pa jian, bu pa di, jiu pa lao wai, shuo han yu."
Hey, that's a conundrum.
Say it again.
Okay, so this is "Bu pa jian."
Okay.
Don't fear the heaven. Don't fear the God.
Okay.
You know, just fear the foreigner who speaks Chinese. Jiu pa lao wai, shuo han yu.
Ah. Oh yes. Well, I guess we are to be feared in a way. Of
sorry, this was a T-shirt you had.
Yeah,
back in Munich, or you bought it here?
No. We had it printed in Munich, and we took it here. And when we growing around, we had it in Chinese signs on our backs.
So, okay, that's cool. I like that. Let's break that down then. So, the first sign is "Don't fear heaven." So, "Bu pa tian."
Yeah.
And then the second bit is "Don't fear God."
Yeah. Which "Bu pa di."
"Bu pa di." And then the third line, which is clearly the best here, is slowly
"Jiu pa lao wai."
Jiu pa lao wai, shuo han yu. Jiu pa lao wai.
It's even rhyming a little. I like that one.
Chinese.
Well, there you go, listeners. I wouldn't recommend anyone listening to this that you go around saying that too much in China. Keep it on your T-shirt. It's probably better, yeah? And yeah, would you fear someone who speaks Chinese, Anthony?
Well, I think the joke is that foreigners don't speak it properly, right?
Well, not you. Speak
terrible Chinese with terrible accents or really bad tones.
Yeah.
Plus, when you get the tones wrong, it can like really get you into a sticky mess sometimes.
Yeah, it always makes me laugh when I think about, you know, when you hear like a Chinese person speaking English and it sounds very Chinese English, that what certainly myself sounds like when I speak Chinese, it must sound absolute gobbledygook. But the most important thing is the person in front of you smiles. Even if they say, Ting Ba Dong.
I've noticed a lot of Chinese smile when you speak, Chris, that's true.
Yeah, that's what I'm
sure
if
it's laughing with you or at you.
Even so, it's still laughing. It creates the same endorphins in the body. If that's what I can do, that's it. Okay, that's nice. Anthony, anything you'd like to add to that, you fearsome fellow?
An expression?
No, I mean, on what was on the t-shirt.
No, it's good. It's a good one. I like it.
Must have been a big t-shirt.
And it was written in Chinese characters,
yeah,
sir?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Did you have any funny reactions from...
Well, actually, I don't remember. It's quite a long time ago.
Have you still got it?
No, I don't. I don't think so.
Is the t-shirt in your screenplay?
No, it isn't. Absolutely not.
Don't fear God. No, don't fear heaven.
If you translate it more freely, then we would say probably, I don't fear heaven, I don't fear hell, you know, I just fear the foreigners who speak Chinese.
How lovely. And that's not something that you went around saying, though, is it, when you were in Chinese?
No, it was not a useful phrase, you know, but sometimes when I went to the Chinese guys and we just...
Did you have something that you said regularly when you lived here? What was your most useful
useful, you know, like, Xiao Ding Xia.
Yeah.
I like that one. You need some time, you say, Xiao Ding Xia.
That's probably actually my least favourite in China. because waiting a moment in China can be anything from 30 seconds
absolutely.
To like 30 hours.
Yeah, you can extend it. It gives you time, but also gives the others time.
Xiao Deng Xia.
I've had that wait a moment before, and yes, it hasn't really been a moment that I had to wait.
Well, let's not wait any more moments then, because it's time for the great joke of Zhongguo.
Listen, following the sign away.
Joke time then, everybody. This one actually looks a little bit shorter today.
I hope it's an improvement on the last joke.
On the last one from last week, yeah. That was really corny, wasn't it, that one?
Or yesterday, in fact.
What are you talking about?
It's Saturday, right?
What are you talking about, Anthony Obi-Wan?
No,
you mean last week's episode when we had K2 in?
Yes.
K2 came down from the mountain. So, anyway, listeners, let's move on to the great joke. So here we go. Get ready. Fasten your seatbelts. The government of China announced today that they would be removing all telephones from their country. After 6 months of hard lobbying, the Organization for Independent Speech has convinced Chinese politicians to take this action. This is breaking news. They argued that there are too many wings and wongs and that many people are becoming annoyed when others wing the wong number.
That's finished.
It's a short one, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, it had more clout than the last one in last week's episode, didn't it, Anthony?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Right, okay.
My Saturday's mixed up.
You do indeed, don't you? Let's hopscotch on. Must be those crutches. To a Jedi Sith of the Week.
Oh, WeChat Weixin, WeChat Weixin, WeChat Weixin me.
Jedi Sith of the Week, then. Anthony, I think today, as you keep making a lot of boo-boos, we'll start it the other way, because you like to do that. So we'll start with the Sith this week.
Well, I like to end on the positive note, that's why.
Either way, they both get in, don't they? So, Sith of the Week, then. Who wants to go first?
I think we should... Ladies first.
Oh, well, thank you.
Do you have a Sith of the Week? Yes, please.
Sith of the Week. You look outside and you find it there. I was hoping for a little more...
How do you know that man?
Yeah, which one are you pointing at?
There is no wind because it's raining like hell.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you mean the rain?
Yeah, it's the rain. It's awful. When I came here, my feet are all wet now.
You're absolutely right. It's terrible
rain. I don't mind rain.
I was going to say, because we live here and we don't have a lot of rain, when it's raining, it reminds me of home.
You're a British guy, aren't you?
And there is something nice about looking over the lake with it dropping onto the...
The rain dropping on the lake, yes. All the little blip-blops.
Well, if you don't have to go out and you can just stay home, maybe it's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's not too humid at the moment, and slippy, you know, in all the corridors and stuff like that. But that could be coming soon. Yeah. So your sip of the week's the weather.
Absolutely.
You really don't fear God at all, do you?
No.
Okay, Anthony, give me a sip.
I'm not sure I have a sip this week. I'm quite happy with the world.
You're sifless, are you?
Yes.
Why don't you say yourself for, you know, twisting your ankle and all of that stuff?
From my own ankle.
Ridiculous, wasn't it, last week?
It's healing up. Just about.
So you got no sip at all?
No.
Not even one little sippy thing?
Well, not really. I've had a good week.
You couldn't believe what the researchers have just told me.
Can they give me one?
You're on your last chance, apparently. Yeah, there might be a new time for another co-host here. Yeah. You've got to play the game, Anthony. Anyway, I'll play the game, listeners. I have a sip of the week. It was, we were recording music, because we have a band, so it makes sense. So I'll be going over to the studio we have at my friend's house, and this one song, which is probably one of our easiest songs, should have taken an hour. It took five. I didn't get back till like gone 12 at midnight, had work the next day. And the reason that was because, okay, it was my fault and Ryan, who I play with in the band's fault, but it was the computer as well, the wrong buttons, and it wasn't recording, and we thought we did it, and then something hadn't switched on and things like this. So that was really siffish. That really pissed me off. Okay, let's go on to a positive note. I hope you've got one of these, Anthony. Georgie, hit us with your Jedi.
Yeah, my week's Jedi, well, I have to say that, is my husband. We sound a little lame here, but...
Well, we like lameness on the China Jedi podcast.
But he left actually Germany last Saturday. So he came to China before, he worked a little, and before he left, he gave me this very nice set of headphones for me to take on my journey.
To listen to your podcasts?
To listen to the podcasts, to watch the movies in the plane. I'm a bad sleeper at planes, so at least I finally could listen to those movies and hear them, you know, loud and clearly. I was so happy about it. And they have this noise reduction thing also. Okay. Oh my God, I love that one.
Wow, so if anyone's out there and wants to make their wife happy, why don't you buy them some headphones?
Some noise-cancelling ones, so they can't hear their husband.
Yeah. And what's the name of your husband?
Hubert.
Okay, Hubert, if you're listening to this, well done, son. Very good. Goodbye. Okay, Anthony, Jedi me up.
Of the week. My wife's sister, Fu Chang, because she's been very, very helpful.
Crystal
is her English name, yes. Fu Chang.
Shines like a crystal.
But she's been really helpful to us in many ways. Obviously with the business that we set up, and she did so many things to help us out in that. And also she's helping with my son's homework.
Oh.
Now, she has a bit of spare time and she's helping other kids. It's what she's...
So I hope she's not doing the homework for your son.
Well, yeah. If he gets his way, she probably is. But yeah, so she's doing homework for other Chinese kids as well, helping them. But helping my son out with his homework, which is
nice.
A bit of home private tutoring.
That's very Jedi-ish.
So thank you, Fu Chang.
Thank you, Anthony. Okay, my Jedi of the week is it's the new IE we have. May. Not May Fan. That's the old one. May. I've never known anyone clean so much in my life. More than my mother. She's done more cleaning than Mayfan or old IE, plus what my wife's done in the last 4 years. In the last week. Unbelievable. In fact, too much. It's almost like, right, that's enough. Turn the Hoover off.
Well, I put that IE, should I put that on my missing list, you know?
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Of course, I miss her a lot.
Yeah, sure. You still in touch?
We are, and I wanted to meet her while I was here, but she moved to Shenzhen.
Okay, back to her.
Yeah, and she obviously improved her living standards, so she has no time this time.
Okay. But
I think if it continues like this, she will be in Germany sooner or later.
Well, I tell you what, Georgie, if this IE continues like this,
she will be too.
A lot of good things will be happening. Yeah. My house will be clean for once. Okay, so yes, thank you, May, for that. Anthony, it's time for China Jedi plug time. If you enjoy listening to the China Jedi podcast and want to get involved, either by asking a question, expressing your opinion, good or bad, light or dark, or even appearing as a special guest, then get in touch by emailing our team at info@chinajedi.com. That's info@chinajedi.com.
May the smile be with you.
Plug time then, people. Let's promote something good happening in the world or the community. What are we up to today then? Who's going to go first?
I don't mind. You want me to go first?
Yeah, plug away.
Well, I plugged my sister once. This time I'm going to plug my brother-in-law.
Anthony.
Okay, here we go. Right.
Anthony, please.
It just sounds wrong.
It does sound wrong. Use another
word.
But
you're the one that you said plug.
You just said you plugged your brother-in-law. Who do you want to promote, Anthony?
Promote, there you go. I'll promote my brother-in-law. Mexican guy, married my, obviously, English sister.
Who you've plugged before.
Yes, promoted my sister. but no, like I said, she's an underwater photographer and so is he. Both of them really talented. They do amazing underwater photography. And they, as they do, photographers apparently promote themselves with their own name. Apparently that's the official thing to do for a photographer.
Right.
Use your name as the website. So here's Jerry Arriaga.
Hey, Jerry Arriaga.
Well, he's Mexican.
Hey. Yeah, but it's near enough, isn't it?
I'm Mexico. Sounds like a New Yorker. What are you doing?
Well, they go down there back and forth, don't they? Jerry Arriaga.
JerryArriaga.com. JerryArriaga.com.
Oh, I really feel sorry for our listeners. I really do.
Well, they can rewind if they're interested. But yeah, for some really cool underwater photography, go and have a look at JerryArriaga.com.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Jerry. Looking forward to seeing those snaps.
Yeah, cool, really cool stuff.
Yeah, excellent. Still waiting for that trip to Bali, Anthony. Anyway, Georgie.
Yeah, I was thinking about it a lot because I don't have really much things to promote around here. But, you know, I just yesterday met my friend Marianne from Denmark. And,
oh, lovely.
Her kids are at QSI, and as I heard, next Saturday coming up, Family Fun Day at QSI. So
yes,
you should promote that too.
Yeah, that's very true. I have about 50 tickets in my on my shelf there. My son's trying to flog me. Okay, Family Fun Day. You won't be here for that. So we're Funding this promotion. So it's QSI, Quality Schools International, where Zach goes to, my oldest son, and my wife is at. So that's a Family Fun Day next Saturday. Yeah, hopefully the weather will improve.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, otherwise it might be a bit of a wet day. Yeah. Right, thank you for that. So yeah, great. My one is, as we're at episode 10, I have to say, I think we need to do a little bit of a promote for the China Jedi podcast. We're having a lot of great responses, aren't we, Anthony? Through our funnels, and people seem to be enjoying it. Which is fantastic. That's what we want you to do. Just to let you know that China Jedi is available on iTunes. Free subscription. You go to iTunes, type in China Jedi, and you can subscribe to it for free, which means it downloads to your phone or tablet or computer very easily every time they're released, once a week. And also on Stitcher and all these tons of podcast platforms I never knew about, we're now on, apparently. Leave a review, Anthony. People are starting to leave reviews now on iTunes, which is great, isn't it?
Yes, please. If you listen, leave a review. Good or bad, you know?
Well, hopefully
we'd like
good.
I'm curious to hear both ways. I don't mind.
You like
actually,
both
yeah.
Ways.
Don't leave any bad reviews. If you don't like us, please don't leave a review.
No, I mean,
just give us a good one.
For someone to go on to iTunes, type in China Jedi, touch on the China Jedi icon, and then press reviews, and to type a bad review, they must really hate the podcast to do that. That was quite a lot of steps, wasn't it? Yeah.
People like to be negative, though, don't they? I guess.
This is why China Jedi's
it's
there.
Like, well, our guests seem to find it very easy to talk about a Sith, but when it comes to thinking of a Jedi, it's more difficult.
Don't put our lovely esteemed guests down there, Anthony. I've had a marvellous time with them. I would hate to have to share this studio just with yourself. That is it. China Jedi, check it out, people. And anyone who's listening who maybe knows someone all around the world who's interested in China or living in China, please send the message on. Great. Okay, time to get back to... Guess who?
We've got to remember.
Guess who then? Where we come up with the answer to the famous person. I think you're probably going to need an extra clue, aren't you, Georgie?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you already had her in the show or not, because if you had, then it's probably not the right name.
No, okay. Well, that tells us you haven't listened to all the podcasts.
No, I did, but I don't remember.
Right, let's go then. Here's an extra clue. This person now also manages a boy band called At Last, among other activities. Heard of At Last? She has acted in movies like The Joy Luck Club, Final Fantasy, The Spirits Within, and Street Fighter. Amazing. She has a huge television following due to her association with the drama action series Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., aired on ABC Channel. She's even won the Hollywood Home Game on the World Poker Tour. God, this lady's all about, isn't she? She played a guest role in the Disney Channel show Sophia the First, where her daughter has a reoccurring role as a princess in the same show. That, my friends, is all you're going to get.
Okay.
Oh, I can't remember the name.
It's not the one with the two L?
There isn't. Oh, what, Lucy Liu?
Yeah, probably.
Everyone seems to say Lucy Liu.
Yeah,
it's Chinese.
It's the only one I know. Yeah.
I don't think it is Lucy Liu. There is a Maggie, right?
Anthony, it could be a Lucy Liu. It could be.
I don't think it is, though, is it?
Well, but the age could fit.
I'm not with
it. Born in 63.
Because I think you would list different movies and different TV shows if it was Lucy Liu.
I don't even know what Lucy Liu's been in until maybe now.
Yeah, but did she? Wasn't she a Bond girl?
Not Bond girl, no. It was the, what is it?
The Three Girls.
Charlie's Angels. And she's doing a TV show at the moment called Elementary. Which is a modern remake on
Sherlock Holmes. Not as good as the other new Sherlock Holmes has come out. Anyway, let's move on. We are digressing. So, give me an answer.
Crumbs?
Maggie something.
I'd say Lucy Liu. I have no idea.
Okay, Lucy Liu. Fair enough. Lucy Liu.
Maggie Smith.
Maggie Smith.
It's a very Chinese name, right? Smith.
Okay. Thank you, Anthony. You really are great at this game. Maggie Smith or Lucy Liu? Well, I'm afraid both of you are unfortunately wrong. The actual answer is Ming-Na Wen. Otherwise known as Ming-Na, Ming-Na, Ming-Na Wen, or Ming-Wen. Or should I say Ming-Wen?
Does she have an English name as well?
She doesn't.
Just
except
Ming-Na?
Yeah, basically Ming-Na Wen or Ming-Na.
Ming-Na,
yeah.
Okay.
I tell you what, when you see a picture of her, you'll know who she is. It's one of those. Yeah, because of course maybe she does all the voices. You never really see her. A bit like us. Podcasts. Anyway, Ming-Na Wen, if you are listening to this and you'd like to come on your very own Star Wars type-ish kind of production, then you know where to come. China Jedi. Okay, great. Fantastic. Georgie, have you enjoyed being here in the studio? It's been really wonderful having you here. I really do appreciate your support and coming in and giving us your experiences.
Well, thank you for having me. I wasn't sure at the beginning I really wanted to do it, but yeah, well, I got persuaded.
What was the reason for not wanting to do it?
I'm the behind microphone type of guy, you know, I'm not really in front of it. No.
I see. Well, the good thing about podcasts is we're still behind it.
Which is what must have made you do it.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's been brilliant having you and learnt some cool stuff. And that screenplay, I'm itching to look at that.
Yeah, I'm curious about the screenplay. I'd love to see that in action.
Okay, so I will send you... I have to talk to my friend Flaws, and then I will send you the first episode. You can have a look. Sounds fantastic.
So, as always, we finish with the last Emperor song. Original music, as always. And this one, I think, Anthony, I've been told every 10 episodes we do, we're going to bring back another Sun Yat-sen song. This is from their first album. You sif. From their first album, the acoustic album Ting Ba Dong. This song is called Thank You. Okay, and this was written by Chris J. Bradshaw. Yeah, and Ryan Chambers on didgeridoo, harmonica, and a backing vocalist, and Neil Stevens. Good old Neil. He was our djembe drummer at the time when we were doing acoustic stuff. And this song, actually, I wrote it. It was for my grandmother after she passed away.
Oh,
so, listeners,
nice.
If you have a grandmother that you loved a lot and has passed away, think about them when you listen to this. Thank you by the Sun Yat-sens. This is China Jedi, people.
Wondering contemplating, instigating my heart to figure it out. Now I don't wanna get emotional with you tonight, but I feel like I need to so I can see some light. 'Cause I feel so lost and empty. It's never the right time for the things that happen, you might say. I wish it could come back in the future on another day, but my butterflies don't seem to fly away. And I know what this says. It's sad but true. Know when you're gone, but you'll always be there. Stuck in my heart and my DNA relays, breathing with me on the great soul freeway. I wanted just to say to you, thank you. It's sad but true. Know when you're gone, but you'll always be there. Stuck in my heart and my DNA relays, breathing with me on the great soul freeway. I wanted just to say to you, thank you. Remember the times when I came to your home as a small boy, coming through sat on the sofa feeling safe with my toys, listening to your fast and loud voice that lasted all the time. And I can't believe that you're gone, it's wrong, that you're gone, it's gone all wrong. Wide awake in bed at night stops me from moving on, visualizing the timing when I saw you smiling, when I waved to you. To think that was the last time and place that I'd ever see you. No more highs and goodbyes, just past tense, words and views. Seemingly and meaningfully, I have to face the truth. It's sad but true. Know when you're gone, but you'll always be there. Stuck in my heart and my DNA relays, breathing with me on the great soul freeway. I wanted just to say to you, thank you. It's sad but true. Know when you're gone, but you'll always be there. Stuck in my heart and my DNA relays, breathing with me on the great soul freeway. I wanted just to say to you, thank you. Sad but true. Know when you're gone, but you'll always be there. Stuck in my heart and my DNA relay, breathing with me on the great soul freeway. I wanted just to say to you, thank you. It's sad but true. Know when you're gone, but you'll always be there. Stuck in my heart and my DNA relays, breathing with me on the great soul freeway. I wanted just to say to you, thank you. It's sad but true. Know when you're gone, but you'll always be there. Stuck in my heart and my DNA relays, breathing with me on the great soul freeway. I wanted just to say to you, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the China Jedi podcast, shining humor, love, and light on Chinese life.
May the smile be with you.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.